sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, this is not going to be a debate about whether or not cannabis should be legalised, because it's kind of a pointless debate. It's not going to happen anytime soon in this country, I don't think. But anyway, no, it's a discussion about the effects, if any, of long-term cannabis use. Do you believe that using cannabis over a long period of time can affect someone in a negative way? And do you believe that cannabis is a gateway drug, that users who start out with this drug are more likely to move on to harder drugs? A report from the United States has suggested that users are 5 to 9 times as likely to experience an opioid problem, which is like drugs like heroin, 3 years later if they use cannabis occasionally. That's what that report claims. It also highlights the negative effects of use on short-term memory, anxiety and paranoia, increased psychotic symptoms. The list goes on. I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us 0877 98 98 98. Denise Joy is a drug case worker from Merchants Quay, Ireland, and she joins me on the line. Denise, welcome to 98 FM.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Denise. Let's focus on a couple of things here. And the first is a lot of people who smoke cannabis, you know, claim that they're not addicted to it, they can walk away from it, yet they continue to do it. Is it an addictive substance like nicotine would be?
Cannabis can be an addictive substance depending on your experience, depending on the how long you use it for, whether you use it every day. But certainly you can become dependent on cannabis. And in our experience, we do work with people regularly that would be dependent on cannabis.
Okay, so yes, it can be addictive, and yes, you can become dependent on it.
I would think so, from our experience, yeah.
Now, well, I was talking about that report from the States, which goes into, you know, the negative effects. A lot of people believe that, you know, cannabis is a harmless drug. It's a plant and causes no harm to anybody. But there is a lot of harm associated with it.
There can be, yeah. So I suppose there's two main components of cannabis. One is CBD and the other is THC. THC is a psychoactive component. So all cannabis has both chemicals present in it, but the degree to which they are present kind of varies a lot. So people are unaware of how much of the psychoactive part they are taking. Certainly there are increased strains and no quality control and increased strains of the drug. So that's where people are running into difficulties with the drug in our experience.
Okay, so tell me some of the difficulties that people using cannabis regularly are presenting to you with.
So I suppose long-term effects with people's mental health, it can trigger schizophrenia in those who are already predispositioned to schizophrenia. It can cause people toxic kind of psychosis, panic attacks, paranoia with prolonged regular use. We work with people on a one-to-one basis to reduce their use in the community through Merchants Quay Ireland. There are kind of groups and cannabis-specific residential treatment that we might refer people on to if we feel they need further support.
In terms of the addiction, it always strikes me that it's an addiction that's not treated seriously as you know, addictions to more hardcore drugs. Is it taken seriously?
Well, we certainly would take it seriously because we work with it every day. But I suppose cannabis and alcohol can be seen as soft drugs, but they do cause people many problems, again, with prolonged use. So, I mean, in some cases, it's not taken seriously, but certainly anyone that has experienced problems from it would take it very seriously.
So how do you recognise that you've gone from using cannabis recreationally to actually being dependent on it?
Suppose it's anything that's affecting your everyday life. If you find you can't go outside as you're taking panic attacks, if it's interfering with your day-to-day business, if you're not able to go to work, if you're performing poorly in school, and there is kind of help out there, you know, for it. But again, any substance, it's if it's interfering with your everyday life.
Now, I know already our switch is flooded with people saying that they are regular cannabis users and it has absolutely no effect, negative effect on them. Is it possible that people can recreationally use this drug and have no negative effects?
Well, as I said, a lot of these problems that I spoke about earlier is with prolonged use, and
what is prolonged use?
So day using every day, regular consumption, heavy consumption, using quite a large volume of the drug.
Okay, so it can develop into a problem, even though people don't see it as a problem at this moment in their lives.
It can develop into a problem for some people, certainly, yeah.
Is it possible to recover from a cannabis addiction?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, we would have some kind of harm reduction tips, like to be avoiding regular heavy consumption, to avoid potent strains, to reduce the use to smoking a less potent strain, and eventually to come off it if it is causing you problems, you know.
All right, so for people who are very frequent users of cannabis, who say they're not addicted, who say they don't have a problem with the drug, you would obviously be telling them to keep an eye on their consumption.
Yeah, it'd be like everything. Once if it's not affecting their everyday use, and it's not a problem for them, I wouldn't be condemning or condoning people smoking cannabis. If it's not causing them problems, that's fine. What we're talking about is different. We're talking about people that we work with that do have problems with it and do need further support.
All right. Denise Joy, drug case worker with Merchants Quay Ireland. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
And I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 98 98 98. Let me read this message that came into us a couple of minutes ago. Hi Adrian, my name is Dan. I've been on your show a number of times. I smoked cannabis from the age of 13 due to peer pressure, and I ended up addicted until finally at the age of 22 I quit and am now 6 months sober. I ended up developing schizophrenia and psychosis due to long-term use. Smoking weed led me to becoming an alcoholic and binging on numerous drugs, from ecstasy to LSD and coke, to name a few. I'm 6 months sober from everything for the first time since I was 13. So I definitely agree, weed is a gateway drug. Whilst I used cannabis, I would have been of the opinion that it was not. And he goes on to say, I'm now planning to become a drugs counsellor to help people who experience what I did. I am currently studying. All right, very good. Sam, you're on 98FM. How are you, Sam?
Not too bad. How are you?
Now, Sam, you are a regular cannabis user for the last 15 years.
Yes, Sam, indeed.
Okay, now, that's fairly regular. Have you noticed, or do you notice, anything negative in terms of anxiety or paranoia or even using other drugs?
Recreationally, I used some other drugs when I was younger, the teenager, 18 to early 20s maybe, but that went away fairly quickly. Now I don't drink, I don't smoke tobacco. I'm a full-time chef, so I work about 60 hours a week. And I actually use cannabis when I get home to help myself to lower my energy levels. I've crazy high energy levels, so when I get home I do about an hour and a half workout, and then I use cannabis to help myself relax and have some dinner and then go off to sleep.
That sounds like a dependency.
Well, no, it's not, because if I don't have it, it's not an issue.
Do you manage to get what I'm getting at is, it sounds to me like you use it like a sleeping tablet.
No, I can go to sleep perfectly well without it. I just prefer it. It's like, would you go home and have a glass of wine? I'm not going home and I'm not smoking €50, €100. I'm going home and having one little smoke, seeing someone with a glass of wine.
Now, as I said, this report that we were talking about highlights a number of issues that come from long-term use of the drug. Short-term memory issues, anxiety, paranoia, panic attacks. All of these things start developing with long-term use. Have you had any negative issues at all?
I have to say that no, I haven't. I really haven't. never been an issue for me. I've never had anxiety or panic attacks for lack of having it or lack of use or if I use too much. Now, I did start using far too young, again, because of peer pressure, like most people in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is because it's not regulated. I didn't start drinking too young because I was taught about it and explained about it by my parents. But they didn't know about cannabis. They didn't know its effects. And that was pushed on me as a kid, as I'm sure a lot of people would have been pushed on upon.
Okay, now, like I said, it's a conversation for another day about legalising the drug.
Yes, but in
terms of the effects, you don't believe there are any negative downsides to using this drug?
Not to me personally, but to every substance is going to affect everybody's body differently, everybody's mind differently. Some people can't drink 2-3 pints and they start looking for a fight. They become aggressive. Mm. They're not nice people to be around.
Correct.
So, yes, some people might smoke, have THC, and it might cause panic attacks. It might affect them negatively.
But for you, it doesn't?
For me, it doesn't, no.
Okay. A regular user, use it every day after work. Could you stop?
Yes, I've done many times.
For how long?
Just to take a break, a couple of months.
Yeah. And does life continue as normal during that couple of months? Because I'm about to talk to somebody who says it took him six months to get a proper night's sleep after giving it up.
Now, can I ask, is that the text that you just read out before you called me?
No, it's not. No.
Someone else.
No, it's somebody else.
Okay, sorry. I was going to say that I find it hard for someone to blame cannabis for their problems when at the same time they're using alcohol and all other drugs that are proven to kill people and be physically addictive. And yet people find that it's cannabis that's affecting them negatively while they're drinking 8 pints and taking a gram of cocaine. It's the joint that's affecting them badly. I find that hard to believe.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Sam, because Pascal, it was you that sent that is saying that. It took you 6 months to get proper sleep after giving up weed.
Yeah, Adrian, indeed. And well, I smoked cannabis from the age of 15 to 32. Then I met my wife and I moved from Italy to Ireland. And, you know, I wasn't looking for cannabis whatsoever, but I couldn't understand why I couldn't sleep at night. And then I went to see a counselor and I told her about my background of smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, like 2 joints every night after work, and 1 during the day when I wasn't working. And it took me 6 months just, you know, counseling and understanding what was wrong. It was just my body used to the, you know, to get this relaxing feeling after work. And
so you had become dependent on it?
Yeah, I did. And I think it's the opening door to all the other addiction. If I did not smoked cannabis, I wouldn't have tried coke, I wouldn't have been gambling, or, you know, like, it all depends on the background of your family. If, you know, like, if you're somebody with some, that, you know, like, prone to addiction, it's the opening door to a disaster. I think cannabis should be always illegal, or at least not smoked before you're 40, when your brain is fully, like, grown.
So, okay, you developed a dependency, and when you stopped using it, it took you months to learn to live without it, essentially.
Yeah, and I put 10 kilograms on as well.
Oh, really? Okay, right, fair enough.
I put weight on as well, yeah.
Okay, are you sorry you ever smoked it in the first place?
I tell you what, I'm sorry that I started at 15. Like, now I wouldn't, because I would get... You know, like if I ever pass, like I just need to go home, or it's just a disaster for me. But I think after the age of 30 or 40, when you know yourself and, you know, it's okay, as a, you know, like to relax sometimes. But no, I wouldn't smoke it again. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But there was times it was good, but it's very dangerous. Especially for those kids that grow up without parents or with trouble in the families, it's a very easy, you know, like drug to attach and.
Okay, Sam. I was saying a couple of minutes ago telling you about Pascal's story. That isn't you though. You can go for months without it, and it has no effect on you whatsoever.
No, look, there'll be a couple of days where there will be a difference in my body and my sleep patterns, but I've been using for 15 years as well. If you use coffee, 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day for 15 years and you stop straight away, you're going to notice an effect. No? If you drink 2-3 pints 15 years every day, you stop straight away, you're going to notice an effect. Your body is just...
Sorry, say that again, Pascal?
I disagree. I think smoking weed, it kind of stretches your brain into getting into a situation where you shouldn't be, you know, especially at a young age.
I'm not saying kids should not smoke.
It relaxes you and the over. You know, we only know 30% of our brain. There's something about it that it's not great. You know, like I never advise. I hope my kids would never smoke it, you know? Sorry to interrupt you there.
Okay, Sam, in terms of it being a gateway drug, and a gateway drug for people who don't know what that expression means, you start on cannabis, you end up going onto stronger and harder drugs. Do you agree that it is a gateway drug?
I don't know. I've been offered cocaine and ecstasy more times in a pub while I've been having a pint than I have been sitting in a room smoking some joints with my friends.
So is that no is the answer?
To be honest, no. Yeah, I got to be honest. No, I think the others would be more a gateway. If you drink alcohol, you lose control, basically. You lose control of your mind, you lose control physically. So you're going to make bad decisions. On cannabis, you don't lose control. You're still yourself. You're still able to make decisions. So if you're then using that as an excuse, I'm not going to say that, but if that is then causing you to go and use other drugs, then it was already the want there in the first place. Cannabis and THC is just going to accentuate that want. It's going to make it stronger. This makes you feel more what you're already feeling. If you're feeling tired, it's going to make you feel more tired. If you're feeling happy, it's going to make you feel more happy. If you're feeling sad, if you don't want to smoke, it's going to make you feel more sad.
All right, Sam, thanks very much indeed for your call. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme, 0877-989898. We're talking about cannabis and its effects on people who are addicted to it, people who believe there's no effect on them. Now, I've disguised this next caller's voice and changed her name to protect her identity because of the story she's about to tell us. Helen, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me about your husband and his addiction to cannabis.
Well, my husband, we've got kids, he goes to work, normal day, comes home from work and he literally just smokes. And he gets lazy, doesn't help, he's trying to give it up and he just has night sweats, he can't sleep, he just gets cranky and basically it's ruining our whole family life.
And you were saying that it's so bad that you can't even go on a family holiday. Why not?
Because where is he going to get it? How is he going to smoke it? We've gone on holidays. He's managed to get it out from a friend that was there just before him in the same area and told him how to get it, and he got it. But anytime we try and do anything like a holiday, he's like, well, I know he hasn't personally said it's because he can't get it, but it is because he doesn't drink. He just smokes this. And he'd be impossible to live with on all of this. He'd be impossible to listen to.
Really? No, it's that bad?
Yeah.
So from the moment he comes home, he just smokes his brains out?
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's it. No communication, no nothing. Just smokes and that keeps him happy. But it's not keeping, obviously, me happy because I'm doing everything else. I'm doing the whole kids stuff routine, the whole thing.
Okay, so the effect it is having on you is it's ruining your relationship by the sounds of it.
Oh, big time. And people do forget as well, it not just ruins everything. Like, he has absolutely no sex drive because of the smoking. Nobody ever mentions that in the or no relationship, has no interest. All he's interested in is smoking.
Now, people believe they're not addicted to it. In fact, you heard that call a couple of minutes ago.
He's trying to give it up. He couldn't even sleep beside him. He can't sleep. He's up at 1, he's up at 2, he's up at 3. The bed is absolutely surrounded in sweat. He's tried, but you can't live with him. And then he gets really cranky and bites the head off the kids for nothing. So, I don't know.
God, it sounds like you're walking on eggshells.
Yes. When he's smoking it, no. Perfect. Wouldn't ever get angry. It relaxes him, and, you know.
But it is literally ripping your relationship apart.
Oh, yeah. I would watch TV on my own. well, he would, you know, do, you know, smoke whatever, like, and that's it. Like, there's no driving him, there's no going him. He's lazy in the mornings when he is smoking, he can't get out of bed. He finds it hard to get up then on the weekends. Now, he gets up and goes to work during the week, no problem, but come the weekend, when he's not working, he can't get up. So I'm up 7 days a week.
You say he's tried to give it up. Has he gone for counselling? Has he gone for help?
No. He doesn't believe in any of that. He just believes in going cold turkey.
But that doesn't work for him.
No. It worked for a few weeks. I think it was about 3 weeks. Maybe four. And I've seen a big difference in him in them 4 weeks even. Even though he was cranky and sweating and not sleeping at night, he was up at 9 every morning. He was up when the kids were up.
And what made him go back then?
Can't sleep. Just needed it. And all his friends smoke.
Wow, that's, you know, a lot of people, and you've heard calls already saying, well, no, it's a great drug. You heard that message I read out there saying we need to do our own research, get you our facts right and all that. The fact of the matter is that his dependency on this drug is so severe that it is destroying your family, your relationship, everything.
Have
you ever thought of leaving him?
Yeah, I have. And he knows, and at the end of the day, I don't know. I think he would choose that over us, to be quite honest. I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. He knows how I feel about it.
Right, that's a real addiction, though, if he's prepared to do that.
Yeah, well, I haven't said it, like, but I just know it's something that he'd be impossible, find very hard to give up. Very.
How close are you to that?
Don't know he smokes it either, like, a lot.
How close are you to doing that?
I'm not too far off, to be quite honest. You know, especially this week, with the kids being off for midterm. When you're with your kids all day, and then in the evening time, he has to relax.
God, that sounds awful. It really does, Helen. So you're not far away from leaving your husband because of his cannabis addiction?
Yeah.
So for people,
I'm basically a single mom. I am. So I know he goes out and works, and you know there's bills and you know money and paid things like that. But like I am a single mom. I'm with my kids 7 days a week, nearly by myself.
So to people who say that this is a harmless drug, like that message a couple of minutes ago, what do you say back to them? And what do you say to people like your husband?
Well, I'd love him to stop, but I don't think it's going to be that easy. I don't think, maybe it is for some people a harmless drug. I know some people, friends of his, that can smoke and carry on and great with, and do things, but whatever it does to him, I don't know. He just has no drive on it to do anything.
That's a very sad story, Helen, and it's one I've never heard before about the absolutely devastating effect that the frequent use of cannabis can have on a wife, on a family, on a whole household. And I really appreciate you talking to me so openly and honestly. Thanks very much indeed, Helen.
Thank you.
Thanks. And we disguised that lady's voice for obvious reasons. I'm sure you'd agree. Where am I going next? Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Dave, it says on my screen here that you are addicted to weed and trying to give it up.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
In what way are you trying?
Well, I tell myself this is the last bag, and then there's always one more bag, and so that's been going on for a long time now. Now, like I said, I don't think that necessarily weed is a bad drug. I think, like alcohol in small doses, it's absolutely fine. But unfortunately for me, I'm smoking every day, and it's not even that I'm having one a day. It's not the case, you know, I'm having two or three, sometimes more, depending on the weekend when I'm off. I could have six, seven, you know, I could sit there and the eyes are in the back of my head.
Okay, so you know that it is having a negative effect on you?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard Helen's story. Is it having that sort of effect on you and that it's affecting other people around you?
Well, luckily enough, I'm single, so there's no... But it definitely would have before, like in previous relations and even girls that I've dated and all that, and they'd be like, oh, you know. And like I said, I'd be happy if I could smoke, like, socially every now and again. I'd be happy with that. But unfortunately, I don't think I can, because I just think, like I said, the first thing I do when I come in from work is have a drink. And that's it. Like, and if that, it's kind of like, if there's something on, I'll say, no, I'm not going to go there because I want to have a smoke instead and just sit in and watch a movie.
Wow. So, so it is having the sort of effects that it's having on Helen's husband.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, when, like I said, now, don't get me wrong, people slag, not slag me, but say you're like a functional stoner, because I'll still go to the gym when I'm before, and I smoke a joint before I go to the gym, and I do be absolutely fine. But, yeah, I do point to a gun.
Okay, you said you're trying to give it up. What's stopping you?
Yeah. What's stopped me? I'm just addicted, habit. I gave up before, and I was like that. It was a snap of the fingers. It was just something that happened, and I went, right, that's it, I'm done. And I didn't smoke for a couple of years. And then gradually, just kind of would have an L drag then every now and again. And now all of a sudden, then I'm back to 4 or 5 a night, probably, at this stage.
Now, I don't smoke myself, but the only thing I can compare it to is cigarettes. Anytime I've ever given them up, if I even have a drag out of one, I'm back smoking again.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same thing. Have you ever thought of getting help or counselling for it?
No, but at this age, maybe I should, because, like I said, like, I know it stopped me from moving on in my life, that I'm just kind of stuck, if you like.
In a rut?
In a rut, basically, yeah. Like, I want to move on. I want to meet a girl, maybe not get married. But maybe, you know, some more serious and stuff like that. And and I know, look, as long as I keep doing this, like, it's not going to happen. So I know that I need to. And I've been telling people, like friends, I've stopped telling people, like, you know, I keep saying, no, I'm going to give up. And at this stage, like, I just don't tell them anymore because...
Because they don't even listen to you, yeah.
No, and I don't blame them either.
And it's like me with cigarettes over the years. I just don't tell people anymore. I don't...
Yeah.
Have a listen to this message, because I'm sure you don't want to be this soldier. This message says, I completely understand that, lady. This was Helen who was on a minute ago. I went through the same. I ended a relationship because of hash. He had no drive in any part of his life. We ended up losing our home, and in the end, through years of this, fell out of love because of lack of respect for his inability to see the damage this drug was doing. You don't want to be that person.
No. I definitely don't want to be that person. And like I said, if it was the case where I could have a socially every now and again, I'd be absolutely fine. Because like I said, it's like alcohol. It's just better than alcohol. Like, you know, you can have the same conversation on alcohol. But yeah, I know it affects me. Like I said, first thing I do when I come in from work, I'll sit down and I'll have a joint. And that's it then for the night. Then I'll just have 3 or 4 smokes for the night. And you know, like, even tonight, for example, I was thinking, oh, well, I'll go to the cinema. But then I'm thinking, okay, now I'm going to have a few smokes, and I'm just going to sit in and have a few smokes instead of going to the cinema. Just one example.
Right. Well, that's enough of an example, Dave, for you to, after this conversation, think about this conversation and say, right, that's it. I'm going to get help. I'm going to get off this stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, it's like deal. And like I said, it was that girl that was talking earlier. Now I only cut the start. Now, if you have a number or something, like I said, I would take it.
Okay, like, well, stay listening. We'll put you in touch directly, and you can get that help and get off that drug, because it's obviously is having a very negative effect on your life. Good to talk to you, Dave, and thanks for being so open and honest with us. My marriage broke up for the same reason as that woman who was on air. I never knew this was as much of an issue as it is in terms of the effect. Amy, you're on 98FM. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Amy, it says on my screen here that you said, Mammy needs a joint, should be as socially acceptable as Mammy needs a glass of wine. What do you mean by that?
Like, mothers go home from work and they can have a glass of wine and chill out for the night. But you can't do that with a joint. But even though a joint is actually less toxic for you than wine.
I've just heard a story of a guy's life literally being in a rut because he's smoking it so often. I've just heard a woman tell us she's about to leave her husband because of his smoking. That's not good.
Well, these people must have addictive personalities, because I know plenty of people that have no problem with it in their whole life. They work full-time jobs, they have kids, they're creative, they're, like, nice people. There's no problem with them.
But even but that guy who was on a second ago, he is holding down a full-time job. But he as soon as, and it's the same with that woman's husband. But as soon as they get home from work, they just smoke and smoke and smoke. That's not good.
Sorry, what did you say?
They get home from work and they smoke and smoke and smoke.
Right, and some people get home from work and they drink and drink and drink. You know, it's just having that addictive personality. Some people could come home from work and go without smoking it and still have the normal. They could come home, have one joint, feel fine. They could come home and even have one drag of a joint and be fine. You know, I think it's just down to the person and their personality. Weed is not physically addictive at all. Like, there's studies.
Those people who've been on, that husband and that guy that was just on a second ago would totally disagree with you. They've tried to give it up and they can't.
Well, the studies would disagree with them because I know...
Well, they're telling the story themselves. You heard that woman who said her husband would sooner end their marriage than end his cannabis.
Well... That's him. Like, maybe he's just that kind of person. Maybe if it was drinking...
You see, I think what these stories show, Amy, is that we shouldn't be romanticising this drug as much as we are.
No, definitely not. It shouldn't be romanticised. It should be regulated the same way as any other drug is. You know, people rely on sleeping pills to sleep every night. People rely on drink every night. You know, if it was drink that man was doing instead of cannabis and he wanted to pick that over his family, would there be a big debate over it? No, because it happens every day here in Ireland.
All right, good to talk to you, Amy. Let me just bring in one last call, and that's you, Cian. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Cian?
How's it going, pal? How are you?
Good, thanks, Cian. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I'm a regular weed smoker now myself, and I've no paranoia, no schizophrenia, nothing like that. I'm able to get up every day, go to work. I can quit whatever I want. There was a stage there where I was off for 2 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, I personally don't think it's an addictive substance. Now, that's not speaking for everybody.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, you heard a guy who's going to go and get help today. You heard that lady describe her husband prefers cannabis to her. That's an addiction.
Well, no, I'm going to say one thing there now as well. Like, people use a lot of things to get away from problems that they have that they want to ignore. For instance, like, I don't know. You don't know the relationship between that man and his wife. Is he happy in the relationship? Is he not happy in the relationship? When my mate died, I got into a hole. And yeah, I did start smoking loads and ignoring everybody and everything else like that. But I got myself out of the hole thinking, I can't be doing this, blah, 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 blah. But that's because I was sad and I was trying to get away from a problem. Do you know what I mean? If this man, like, people use alcohol and they use Valium and everything else to get away from problems they just don't want to deal with. So it's not an addictive substance. To me, personally, it's not. But to other people, sure. Other people can't have a drink.
Okay, so could you stop tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would it have any effect on your sleep patterns or anything?
I sleep baby anyway. I leave every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and I get home about 10:30 at night. And I have no issues ever in my life again up in the morning.
All right, Cian, thank you very much indeed for your call, and thank you very much, all of you, for your calls.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.